So good, so good. How you going, Sozo Youth? You good? It's good to see you. Good to see Pastor Tamara back there as well. I just want to honor your pastors and Pastor Shayla as well. And thank you guys so much for having me speak here at Sozo Youth, the best youth in LA, am I right? In Pico Rivera. I'm super excited to be here tonight. I would love for all of us to just stand to our feet if we can. What I want you to do is I want you to put your hands out in front of you. I want you to get your hands up in the air like this. I want you to do some spirit fingers. I want you to turn to the person next to you. I want you to put your spirit fingers on their shoulders. Give them a nice massage. You get a message and a massage here at Sozo Youth tonight. A message and a massage. All right, now I want you to come back into the center, spirit fingers, to go like this again. Awesome, awesome. Turn to the other person. I want you to put your hands on their shoulders. Give them a massage. Nice. All right, back in the air, spirit fingers like this. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to repeat this after me. Dear Jesus, tonight I ask you to come and change my life. I'm ready for whatever you want to do. P.S. I love you. Amen. All right, awesome. You guys can go ahead and sit down. So good, so good. So, as Pastor Shayla said, my name is Layla for anyone who wasn't here on Sunday. And I would love to get to know you after the service. So please come up and say hi. I'd love to meet you guys. But I'm a pastor from over in Australia, the land down under. Yeah. Where we ride kangaroos and hug koala bears all day, every day. Yes, I'm from Australia. I'm a pastor over there. I was actually a youth pastor for 9.5 years. So I love youth ministry. Yeah, that's cool. You can clap that. Thank you. But I love youth ministry. I love young people. And I'm so looking forward to getting to know you guys. I also love what God can do in your life when you're a teenager, right? I love what God can do in your life, and I love the potential of what God's going to do through your life, and I believe that young people can change the world. Does anybody believe that in this place tonight? Awesome. So why don't we give God one more shout of praise? Awesome. Awesome. So good. So I want to share a message with you tonight called Can You Handle the Heat? Can you handle the heat? I want you to turn to the person next to you and say, can you handle this? Can you handle this? Can you handle this? Turn to the person on the other side and say, I don't think you can handle this. I don't think you can handle this. I don't think you can handle this. All right, can you handle the heat? If you've got your Bible, we're going to turn to Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11. It says this, I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Say fire. Fire, fire. Awesome. We're going to go to Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. I know Australians say fire differently. I think you would say like fire, right? Fire. 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 We say fire. Fire. Do you want to try it? Fire. Holy Spirit and with fire. All right, Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. It says this, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly, somebody say suddenly, suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. Somebody say fire, fire. And one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. Can we all bow our heads and close our eyes for one moment? We're going to pray. God, I thank you for your word tonight. God, I know that my words and my opinions can't change much, but God, your word and your presence can change everything. God, I ask that you would just fill this room right now. I ask that your fire would fall on every single one of us, just like it did in the day of Pentecost. And God, I ask that you would come and change our lives forever tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said, amen, amen, amen. Awesome. So here's my story with the Holy Spirit. I want to share with you tonight about the Holy Spirit and the fire of God. Somebody say fire one more time like an Australian. Fire, fire. I want to talk to you about the fire of God and the Holy Spirit tonight. This is how it happened for me. Basically, I went to a youth conference with my friend, and we were going to the youth conference. My friend said to me, "Hey, Layla, there's this preacher on tonight, and when he preaches about the Holy Spirit." I'm like, "Sweet, that sounds cool. I like the Holy Spirit. I like everything to do with that. That sounds great." And she's like, "Yeah, when he preaches about the Holy Spirit, you know, he prays for people at the end." I'm like, "Cool, love prayer. That sounds great." And she's like, "All right, so this is what happens. Like at the end, you know, people go up to the front, and then he just says fire, puts his hand on you and just says fire. And all of a sudden it's like the fire of God and this like amazing thing just comes over you and you fall on the ground and it's like really cool. Do you want to do it at the end of the service?" And I'm like it's a Disney ride. I'm like, "Yeah, sure. Like let's do the fire Holy Spirit thing at the end of the service." And so that's as spiritual as it got for me. I didn't really understand the background about the Holy Spirit or the fire of God. I remember I went up to the front of the meeting. I went up to the altar. I lifted my hands to God just like everybody else. And I was about 13 years old. And I remember when the preacher prayed for me, laid hands on me and prayed for the Holy Spirit and the fire of God to fill me, I literally remember encountering the presence of God in a way like I had never felt before. I remember the fire of God falling from heaven upon me. I fell to the ground. And I remember in that moment that was the moment where God changed my life forever. And I believe tonight, come on, can we give God some praise for that? Do you know what? I believe tonight that God wants to change your life forever. No matter where you come from, no matter who you are. Do you know what? I was the most random kid. I was pretty random. I remember here's what I did when I was a teenager. I remember I was starting high school and I'm like, "I would love to have a fringe. Like, let's get some bangs." I'm like, "Do you call it bangs here?" I don't know if that's like a bad word or if that's like what you call it. Yeah. Okay, so bangs. So I'm like, "I want a fringe." And so I decided I'm going to cut my own fringe. Like, I'm starting high school. I'm going to be the most popular girl in school with my new hot fringe. And so I get some scissors and I start cutting my hair and I cut myself a fringe. But I decide as I'm looking in the mirror that, like, hey, maybe I don't really like this fringe. Maybe it doesn't look that great. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm not digging this fringe. I'm just going to cut it all off." So I decided to cut my fringe off. Little did I know that like a week later, I'd start to have spikes growing out of the front of my hair. So that killed my social life in high school from that moment on. I just had spikes growing out of the front of my hair for at least 3 months. I was a random kid, but do you know what? When God grabbed a hold of my life, my whole world began to change and God began to use me for His glory. And do you know what? Tonight I believe that God wants to show up in your life and change everything. The Holy Spirit is going to change everything. Why? Because when fire comes into contact with something, something's got to give, something's got to change. And the same way the Holy Spirit changes things. Do you know what? When you take drugs, I don't know if anyone takes, is it like drugs, like medicines? Medicines? Not like drugs, not like hardcore cocaine. I know no one takes drugs in the room. Medicine? Medications? Do you know what I'm saying when I say medications? So when you take medications, right? You read on the label, and on the label of the medications, it says, like, these are the side effects of taking this substance. And so tonight, I really want to tell you, what are the side effects of letting the Holy Spirit come and take over your spirit, come and take over your soul? What are the side effects? What's going to happen in your life when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? So the first side effect of being filled with the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit will cause you to feel the presence of God. The Holy Spirit will cause you to feel the presence of God. If you're taking notes, write that one down. Number one, He causes you to feel the presence of God. Romans chapter 5 and verse 5 says this, "And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love." He's given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. You experience God differently when you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because one of the Holy Spirit's jobs is to help you feel the love of God, the joy of God, the peace of God, the presence of God. If you're one of those people who says, I don't know, I just can't feel God, I don't feel that God loves me. I don't feel his presence. I don't feel his joy. I want to challenge you. I bet that's because you're probably not filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to invite the Holy Spirit into your life. Why? Because he's the one who will connect you with the presence of God, the real life presence with God that will change you, that will allow you to feel his presence everywhere that you go. Now, I went to a theme park in Australia. We have theme parks, but they're nowhere near as good as Disney. So I went to Disneyland and California Adventure. Like, favor ain't fair. I went to both of those this week, and God is so good. I loved it so much. Whose favorite ride is Guardians of the Galaxy at California? Yeah, oh my gosh, that one's the best. Whose favorite ride is The Little Mermaid? No. Okay, this guy, this big tough guy up here. Come on. I love it. All right, so we went to the theme park. We don't have as good theme parks, but we have theme parks, and some of them have like crocodiles and kangaroos and stuff at them. I don't know what's wrong with us. We just like to laugh at the face of danger in Australia, you know. We've got like tarantulas. So I went to the theme park in Australia, and they had what was called a movie in 4D. Like, do you guys have movies in 4D here? You probably have like movies in 6D in America, but we only have movies in 4D in Australia. So we're a little bit behind the times. You know, the Queen still rules us. You know, we haven't broken free as a republic yet. But I remember for the first time ever as a teenager, I was going to see a movie in 4D. So I'd seen movies in like 2D before. I'd seen movies in 3D. I had never once in my life seen a movie in 4D. And so I remember it was Shrek in 4D at this theme park. Shrek, oh, in the morning I'm making waffles. So I went to Shrek in 4D, and I remember walking into the movie theater and they gave us some glasses, and I'm sitting in the seat. And that's right, come on, amen. Praise Jesus, glory, hallelujah. And I sit down. And I remember I'm watching this story that I'd seen before, right? I'd seen the movie before. I knew it line for line. I knew Donkey. I knew the characters. I knew everything about Shrek. But all of a sudden, I'm sitting there in the movie theater, and I'm experiencing the same story in a whole new way. See, it's the same characters, but all of a sudden, when Donkey begins galloping, the whole chair starts to gallop. I'm like, galloping? What's going on here? And then I remember Donkey, like, spits, and there's, like, water coming from the roof. I'm like, ugh. There's, like, spiders that are, like, you know, tickling your legs, and there's, like, these air jets that, like, freak you right out. So you're like, ah, and, you know, jump up on your feet. And so I'm seeing the same movie, the same characters, the same lines, but it's having a whole different effect on me because the way that I'm feeling it and experiencing it has totally changed. That's what the Holy Spirit does in our Christian walk. That's what he does. He takes the same story, the same characters, the same Jesus. Nothing has changed, but he brings it to life. He lets the story of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus, the message of Christ have a whole new effect on our lives to the point where we experience God in a whole new way. You know what? I believe God wants you to experience his presence in a whole new way. Yeah, you can give God a hand clap tonight. He wants you to experience his presence in a whole new way. You know what? When you're in youth and you come to church, I believe that like a lot of us, you know, in the worship and the praise and stuff, maybe we experience God here at youth, or maybe on youth camp. You're like, those are times where you have massive encounters with God and you're like, that was awesome. That was incredible. But you know, I know in my experience in Australia, I know so many young people would leave camp or go home after youth and just say, I just can't feel the presence of God at home. It's just not the same when I'm not at youth. It's just not the same when I'm not at youth camp. Why can't I have that feeling all the time? Why can't I know that encounter all the time? Why can't I experience God like I experienced him on youth camp? Do you know what? You actually can experience God like you experience God on youth camp every day of your life. The presence of the Holy Spirit empowers you to actually feel the presence of God every day of your life, every moment, everywhere that you go. Here's what it's like. It's like when you go to a restaurant here in America, you have awesome restaurants like Chick-fil-A and like whatever else you have, Taco Bell, Chipotle, In-N-Out. Oh my gosh, In-N-Out changed my life. Yes, in and out. I had in and out for the very first time on Sunday after church. And yeah, absolutely. I'm preaching the in and out gospel from now on. It was amazing. Animal style. Oh my gosh. All right, so you have these great restaurants, right? And you can go to the restaurant and you can sit there and you can eat yourself an animal, am I saying it right? Like animal style burger? Is that right? Yeah. You can get yourself an animal style burger and you can eat that in the restaurant and you've got the experience of the restaurant right there with you. It's where they're made. It's where it comes from. But you know what? You can also order something to go and you can get takeaway In-N-Out, right? And you can take your little bag of In-N-Out or box or whatever they do here. You can take it to school. You can take it to your home. You can take it as far away from the restaurant as you want and still experience that In-N-Out burger. Do you know what? That's the same as the Holy Spirit. What the Holy Spirit does is this presence that you feel in this corporate atmosphere when everyone else is worshiping God and God comes and inhabits the praises of his people, that same presence of God, you can actually take everywhere that you go. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is like the takeaway presence of God. He wants you to take his presence everywhere that you go. Can someone give God an amen in this place? Awesome. Awesome. So Acts chapter 13 and verse 52 says, and the disciples were continually filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to fill us continually and take us to take him with us wherever we go. All right, so the second thing that the Holy Spirit does is he causes us to receive more of what God has for us. He causes us to receive more of what God has for us. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 4 to 11, it says, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same God. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. See, what the Holy Spirit does is he actually empowers us to receive everything that God has for us. The Holy Spirit is God's presence here on earth. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I truly believe that you will never fully experience everything that God wants to give you and everything that God wants to bring into your life. We all need the presence of the Holy Spirit to encounter his presence and to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it's sort of like, do you have gift cards here in America? Yeah, gift cards. So when you get a gift card, right, you actually have to take that gift card to a store and use it for you to receive everything that's on that gift card, every benefit of that gift card, right? If you just had the gift card and you left it at home, it's cool, you know its value, you know it's worth something, but you're not receiving the full benefits of that gift card in your life. You've actually got to take it to the store and you've got to use it, right? In the same way, when we receive the Holy Spirit, he actually gives us gifts that we can use in our daily life to actually help other people, to build the church, to change the world around us. He wants us to use his gifts everywhere that we go. We receive these gifts. The Holy Spirit empowers us to receive everything that God has for us. He also empowers us to receive a spiritual language. Who's ever heard of speaking in tongues? Yes, okay, some people. All right, so other people will be like, speaking in what the? All right, speaking in tongues. All right, so the Bible talks about speaking in tongues, and I'm sure you guys will speak more about this on camp. This is just like a teaser. Like, this is like a trailer to camp, all right? So, like, get ready. But speaking in tongues, basically what it is, it's a language of heaven. It's a language that God gives us for our spirit to communicate with God's spirit. Now, this language is not a language that you have to sit down and learn at church Bible classes. Like, you don't have to sit down with Pastor Shayla and she goes, okay, repeat after me. Hello, how are you? Rabababa shikiranamasinde. And you're like, rabababa, oh, darn it, I got it wrong. No, you don't have to learn this language. The Bible tells us that when we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we are empowered to speak in tongues. We get this download from heaven, this spiritual language. You're like, why do I need another language? Isn't American good enough? No, you need this spiritual language. American's great. American, I'm trying to learn more American. Like, what words did I learn this week? I don't know. Shayla, help me out here. She's like racking, yeah, more Aussie words, like, how are you doing? I say, how are you going? Yeah. What? Yeah, how are you, what? How are you going? Did I just swear? I don't know if that's like, how are you going? Oh my gosh. Get out. No. So you learn this language. God's got this other language for you. This language, the Bible says that when you pray in this language, it actually has the power to build yourself up on the inside. It has this spiritual power. So you know when you feel depressed and you feel anxious and you feel hopeless and you feel down, you actually, all you need to do is speak in tongues. All you need to do is start to go, rababa shukur amanda rababa sa. And you know what? Come on. I'm feeling good already. Like, it's like, I'm having a party up here. Come on. It's awesome. Why? Because do you know what? I believe our generation is struggling with anxiety, with depression, with hopelessness, with suicidal thinking. I believe we need a revival in our generation. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because He's the one who helps to build ourselves up when we're feeling down, when we're feeling flat. We need a spiritual power to help us to build ourselves up on the inside. My pastor says this, when you go to the store and you buy some new shoes, I've got Air Force Ones. Are they cool here or are they lame? Are they cool? All right, cool. So I've got Air Force Ones. And when you go to the store and you buy new shoes, you don't have to ask for those shoes to come with tongues, right? They just automatically come with tongues, right? So in the same way, yes, David Hall original. So in the same way, when you go to the store of the Holy Spirit, and you say, God, I want to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, number one, that God won't turn you away. It says, if you ask for the Holy Spirit, He gives good gifts to His children. How much more does He want to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit? So it's like everyone wins. You will all get the Holy Spirit. There's not one person that God's going to turn away tonight, all right? Not one person. So we get the gift of the Holy Spirit, and then we also, it just comes with tongues. The Holy Spirit comes with tongues, right? So you're empowered to speak in this language. Then you just got to speak out and activate that language. So speaking in tongues, he enables us to receive something, to receive more of what God has for us. The third and final thing, maybe if the band could join me. The third and final thing that the Holy Spirit does in our world, third thing that I'm listing, He actually does more than this, but these three things that I'm talking about tonight. The third thing that the Holy Spirit does is He causes us to carry the power of God to change our world. He causes us to carry the power of God to change the world around us. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, if you've got your Bible, you can turn there. It says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. John chapter 14 and verse 12 says, very truly, Jesus is speaking, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. So what the Holy Spirit does is He takes Jesus and He puts the power of Jesus and the presence of Jesus on Wi-Fi. I grew up in an age, like I'm 30 years old, just turned 30 the other day. I know you probably think I'm like 18 because I'm so short, but I'm 30 years old. And so when I was a kid, I remember we had a computer in our house, and it was one of the sort of like early computers. You had to plug it into the internet in the wall and it would dial up. It would be like, you know that noise? Whatever that noise is. That was a really poor impersonation. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know if you're going to receive the Holy Spirit now based on that impersonation. I've ruined everything. But you know, we would plug it into the wall, and you would sit there and you would use the internet on that computer in that place. No one else in the house could use the internet. Nobody else in the house could access anything in that world wide web, because you had to be sitting in the right place, you had to be on the right computer, and you had to be connected to the internet right there and then. But here in 2019, over the other side of the world in America, I can just hook up to Wi-Fi at Starbucks or at Shayla's house, mooching off Shayla's Wi-Fi, and I can hook my phone up to their Wi-Fi, and she can hook her phone up to Wi-Fi, and every single one of us can connect to the World Wide Web. Every single one of us can connect to Google and ask Google whatever we want to ask, right? So all of us have access. You know what? In the same way, when Jesus walked the face of the earth, He was one person in one place at one time. He would walk around, he would lay hands on the sick, and they would recover. Blind eyes would begin to open. People would stand up who had never stood before, who couldn't walk, who were poor, who were lame, who didn't have anything. They would start to stand up again and they'd start to walk, and their whole life would be changed. Jesus raised the dead back to life, but he was one man, one person in one place at one particular time. So that's why he says in this book of John, he says, when you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, greater things than this will you do. Why? Not because we're greater than Jesus, because all of a sudden, what took one man in one place at one particular point in time can actually be done everywhere in the world, at every point in time, at every moment, every second, every place, every space. The Holy Spirit can move in America, in Australia, in Singapore, in India, in South America, in Asia. The Holy Spirit can move and bring the miraculous power of God into every situation, at any moment, in every period of time. Do you know what? The Holy Spirit wants us to carry the power of God to change our world. Because there's a lost and broken and dying world that is going to hell. There are people who are living in depression, in hopelessness. There are people in our schools that are struggling to survive, that don't know what the purpose of life is, don't know what the meaning of life is, that are just trying to get by. Everyone everywhere needs an encounter with Jesus, and God has called us to take Jesus to the world around us. Now, we had this one girl in our youth ministry, and I remember her auntie and uncle telling me that she was coming, and they sort of said, hey, Layla, we've got this niece, and she's 12 years old, and she's been having suicidal thoughts. And, you know, we've told her mum that we're going to bring her to youth because her mum's really lost all hope for her and we don't know what else to do. And I was like, awesome, that sounds great. And so I remember on the Friday night, we have youth on a Friday night, so she came along Friday night. I was standing at the doors, I was just hanging with everybody, chilling, and this girl, Jazz, walks in. And I noticed her because I knew what she looked like, and she's wearing her, like, black hoodie. And she, do you say hoodie here? Yeah, a hoodie. She's wearing a black hoodie. She's like looking down. She walks through the door and I'm like, oh, hey, Jasmine, lovely to meet you. My name's Layla. I'm the youth pastor here. She literally does this as she walks in the door and like grunts at me and walks past. I'm like, awesome. Great to meet you. And so then she sits down the back and I'm like, how's this kid going to go at youth? Like, she's not even interested. We're looking on her Facebook and stuff, and her Facebook profile picture is like a picture of a skeleton. Her bio is like, I want to die. I'm like, gosh, like, this is terrible. Like, I don't know if there's any hope for her. And so I remember she's sitting down the back and I'm just preaching about God, preaching about Jesus. And she's sort of down the back and she just doesn't respond, doesn't do anything. She's just sitting by herself. And I remember after that night, I was just thinking like, God, like, what is going on there? Like, can you heal her? Can you save her? Can you set her free? Like, God, I believe that you're able, but I don't see it happening. I don't know how it's going to happen in her life. And I remember the very next week, I was not expecting Jasmine to return to youth ministry, but I remember she walks in through the doors again. She's like walking through. She comes in and I'm like, hey, Jasmine, how's it going? Good to see you again. She's like, doesn't give me anything. I'm like, great chat. Good talking to you, Jasmine. Awesome. She goes, she sits down in her seat, and we have a youth leader, another youth leader named Aisha, and she's sitting with her, chatting with her, hanging with her, connects with her throughout the week. The very week after, Jasmine comes back to youth, and she's been hanging with Aisha. She sits down the back. I remember I'm preaching the gospel. I'm preaching about Jesus, how he saves us and how he has a plan for our life and how he wants to transform us from the weight of sin and depression and oppression, and he wants to set us free and help us to live the life that he's always called us to live. And I remember I'm preaching this word and I say at the end of the message, I'm like, hey, if there's anybody in this room and you want to give your life to Jesus, then on the count of three, I just want you to stand up out of your seat. I want you to run down the front. We're going to pray a prayer together. I said, 1, 2, 3. And on the count of three, Jasmine and her youth leader, Aisha, jump up. She runs down the front. She lifts up her hands to God. She's crying. Amazing. I'm like, what the heck? This is incredible. So we're praying with her and she gives her life to Jesus. it doesn't stop there. It just starts there. So what happens with Jasmine is just a few weeks later, we had something at our church called Holy Spirit Conference, right? So we're all about the Holy Spirit. We're all about people encountering the presence and the power of God. She comes to Holy Spirit Conference. She's totally changed. God's changing her from the inside out. And she says, hey, I want to go down the front. I want to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Like, I want everything that God has for me. I remember she comes down the front. She's standing down the front. There's an American preacher there, prays the same prayer that I had prayed over me as a teenager, prays that the Holy Spirit, the fire of God, would fill her. Jasmine falls to her knees. She falls on the ground. The Holy Spirit totally fills her. She's totally transformed. She comes up off the ground and she's like, Layla, my friends need to know about Jesus. My friends need to know about this God who's saved me and changed me and set me free. I was like, awesome, that's amazing. The next week, she comes back from school. She gets one of her friends to come to youth with her, and her friend, who's from that same sort of like dark, suicidal sort of background, comes to youth, gives her life to Jesus, and gets saved that night at youth. Crazy. Crazy. After that, a few weeks later, Jasmine says, hey, you know what? There's like two of us who are Christians at our school. Now, in Australia, it's not that common to be a Christian. Like, not everybody says they're a Christian. Like, I was the only Christian in my class out of 30 people. I was one of probably six Christians in a high school of like 1,000 people. All right, so nobody says that they're Christian. And so she's saying, hey, I'm a Christian and I've got a friend who's a Christian in my class who's just got saved. So she says, Layla, I want to start a Christian group at my high school. And I was like, awesome, Jasmine, that's incredible. This is the same emo girl who's suicidal, who's been changed and transformed by the power of God. She's like, I want to start this Christian group at my high school. I was like, go for it. That's amazing. So she goes and she starts putting up posters around the school, inviting them to a youth event. The assistant principal starts ripping them down. He's like, you can't put these posters up. And she's like, okay, I want to start a Christian group with my friends. Can we have like a classroom at lunchtime that we can just like meet together and like share some of the Bible together and all this sort of stuff? And the associate principal is like, no, you can't do that. And she's like, okay. So she comes back to me at youth and she's like, Pastor Layla, like, what do I do? Like, I want to start this Christian group. I want to reach my friends at school. I want them to know the power of God. I want them to know that this is real, that this has changed my life. What do I do? And I'm like, Jasmine, I don't know what else you can do. Like, I can try and talk to the principal, but, you know, they're really resistant to that here. I don't know if they're going to say yes. We can just pray. We can just ask God. And so she goes back to school and she's like, do you know what? I don't care. I'm just going to start my Christian group on the steps outside in school and we're just going to pray for each other. So her and her friend Tegan, they get on the steps outside at lunchtime and they just start this Christian group where they're just praying for each other. Just praying. One of these guys who are their friends sort of like walks past and they're like, he's like, hey guys, what are you doing? Like, Jasmine's like, praying. He's like, okay. Now, that might be a little more common in America, but that is like, what the heck did you just say in Australia? Like, you're praying? Like, what is praying? So he's like, praying, okay. And then she's like, yeah, do you want us to pray for you? Like, real sassy. And he's like, what do you pray for? And she's like, I don't know, like, if you're sick or like, I don't know, if you need something. And he's like, well, I hurt my knee. You can pray for my knee. So she's like, yeah, I've seen like people get healed like in their knees before. Yep, cool. So she does what we do at youth or at church. She puts her hand on this kid's knee and her and Tegan begin praying. They've only been saved for a couple of months. They're praying for this guy and they're like, God, I pray that you would heal this guy. I pray that he would feel the presence of God, that he would know you, Jesus, that he'd encounter your presence right here, right now, your power. All of a sudden, this guy Kyle is like, yes, what the heck? What's going on? And she's like, what? And he's like, I don't feel pain anymore. Like, it's totally changed. Like, I don't know what's going on. Crazy. Just at school through Jasmine. So Jasmine's like, well, you've got to come to youth. So he comes along to youth, gets saved at youth. Jasmine is starting a revival in her high school. Amazing, amazing. doesn't stop there. So this girl, Jasmine, she starts praying. She's got this group of friends at school. She's praying for her family. She says, guys, like, none of my family is saved. None of my family knows Jesus except my auntie and uncle, but her mom, her dad, her brother and sister, they didn't know Jesus. And she's like, can we start praying for my family? They start praying for the family at school. And I was away one week. I was preaching somewhere and I get this text from her youth leader, Aisha. She says, Layla, you would never believe it, but Jasmine's dad showed up to church this morning and he gave his life to Jesus. I was like, that is awesome. Her mum and her brother and her sister all ended up coming to church, getting baptized, getting saved. God changed their lives forever. For the first time ever, a couple of months ago, Jasmine preached for the first time at youth at a Young Guns night. And we didn't know this, but she shares in her testimony. It was amazing. I wasn't even there. I was overseas. But she preaches for the first time ever. And she shares on that night, her youth leader, Aisha, told me again. She texts me and she's like, Layla, Jasmine preached for the first time ever at youth tonight. And she said the night that she first came to youth, the night that she walked past me all head down and in a hoodie, that very same night she had planned to kill herself. She had planned to end it all. She had planned to give up on everything because she's like, I don't want to live this life. I hate my life. And she walked into youth that night and God began to change everything in her life. The power of the Holy Spirit empowered her to go and change the world around her. You know what? This power of the Holy Spirit that we're talking about, it's not some fake thing. Christianity is not some fake lifestyle choice that you have that you just come on a Wednesday night or you just come on a Sunday and it doesn't make any difference in your life. No, the Holy Spirit actually changes everything. He helps us to connect with God. He helps us to change the world around us. He helps us to save people from a lost and broken world and get them into the plan and the purpose and the goodness of God for their future. Can we stand to our feet right now? What I would love to do in this place tonight, thank you. What I would love to do in this place tonight is just for us to begin to worship God and just invite the presence of God to come into this place. The presence of God to come and move amongst us. The presence of God to come and show up in this room in a real and powerful way. Because God, guys, I believe that God wants to encounter you. And I believe that God wants to fill you with His Spirit. I believe that God wants to fill you with His presence. So if you're like Jasmine and you're saying, hey, I want to feel the presence of God. I want the power of the Holy Spirit at work in my life. I want to change the world around me. That you need the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to invite you in just a moment. As we're singing this song, I want you to come to fill the front here. I want you to come and lift up your hands to God just like Jasmine did. We're going to pray for you. We're going to believe that the Holy Spirit is going to come and fill your life and change your life forever. Awesome, awesome.